With no fans at sporting events, the past year has been lean for hotels and restaurants near the University of Oregon. Businesses expect a boost from two big track and field meets in June, but there are also challenges. KLCC's Karen Richards reports.
Even with limited spectators, the NCAA Track and Field Championships June 9th to 12th and the Olympic Trials June 18th to 27th will bring thousands of athletes, staff, and media to Hayward Field. Sarah Smith is the operations manager for Incline, which runs three local hotels. She says the Holiday Inn Express has partnerships with track and field.
We're definitely seeing a pickup in occupancy, and we're basically full for the entire month of June.
Smith says the obstacles now are on the operations side. Supplies like towels and sheets are 4 or 5 months backordered, but the hardest thing is staffing.
We're having hiring shortages across the board for entry-level positions at all of our properties, and I know that is an industry issue along with restaurants and just kind of the hospitality industry in general.
Down Franklin Boulevard, across from Matt Knight Arena, Tracktown Pizza co-owner Tim Hill agrees.
I am having a little bit of a hard time getting people hired right now. The labor market's a little depleted, I guess.
Hill needs new employees. Since the initial pandemic shutdowns, pickup and delivery has grown 40%, and they're planning a second location. The restaurant features Hayward Field memorabilia, and the pizzas have names like The Olympian. He expects lots of visitors next month.
You know, just the name, especially over the last 10 years or so. When they come to Tracktown, they want to go to Tracktown Pizza.
Hill says not knowing if there will be fans makes it harder to plan. Because of changing guidance and shortages in supplies and labor, Incline's Sarah Smith has some advice.
Hopefully we see a lot of patience from our guests and our patrons. It's been a rough year, to say the least, for everyone in our industry.
Karen Richards, KLCC News.